Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. I hope you all are having a wonderful evening and getting yourselves ready for the holiday. Happy Hanukkah to you folks out there. And Christmas is upon us. And for those of you who are longtime listeners, this week, the week before Christmas, I usually like to do an evening of Christmas music of our guests who have been on the show before, or anybody who has Christmas music that is just wonderful. Christmas music is the best music there is out there. It just picks you up, and it's the best time of the year for me anyway. It's beautiful, beautiful time. But we are not going to do the entire week. We're only going to do a few days. So I want to have Christmas too. So I decided to only do a few days. But I cannot think of another way to kick this off than none other than the legend, Mr. Larry Chance, from Larry Chance and the Earls. The velvet voice, just love him. And he's been going on for decades. He is a legend. Everybody, welcome to the show, Mr. Larry Chance. How are you, Larry? Thank you so much for hanging out with me again tonight.
Oh, good, Joe. It's my pleasure.
Oh, it's about time, right? My goodness, we've been trying to hook up for the longest time. Now, did you take off yet, or you're there?
No, not yet. I leave tomorrow.
Okay. Well, if you have to run at any time, please let me know, because I'm going to be playing music. So, you know, if you've got other things to do, I understand. And, you know, everybody's getting ready for Christmas. So I just can't thank you enough for hanging out with me and kicking off Christmas with me. And we're going to play some great stuff for everybody tonight. And so I have to ask you about this duet with Billy Vera. When did you guys do that? And when did you hook up? I mean, for those of you who don't know, Billy's been around for a long time.
I don't even want to tell you how many years we're friends.
Yeah,
he's
actually been on the show. And, you know, to some people, all they know him for is At This Moment. But he's been singing for the longest time. I mean, my goodness, back in the 60s and even the early 50s, he's done some duets with, I can't think of her name. What's her name,
Judy
Larry?
Judy Clay.
Yes, thank you.
Judy Clay. In fact, he performed at the Apollo with her.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He was one of the first white acts ever to work the stage at the Apollo.
How'd you two hook up, you and Billy? Because he sure doesn't sound Italian to be hanging out in Brooklyn.
He used to be a backup band, him and his guys. And when the Earls first started out, when we sang on the street corner, we didn't play musical instruments like we do today.
Right.
We stood on the corner and sang. So we used backup bands, and Billy happened to be one of the backup bands, his band. And that's when we met, working a little club in Banksville, New York, called The Country House.
Cool.
And that's when we became friends. And we've been friends ever since.
Nice. And when did you guys do the duet together, Stand By Me? How old is that? I don't know. When did that come out?
That's very recent. I'll tell you what happened. He had a job, a concert, at his old high school in New Rochelle, New York, the White Plains. And he called me and he said, you know, if you're not working, I would love for you to come and introduce me that night. And,
nice.
Of course, that was my pleasure. Billy's one of my idols. He really is.
He's very talented.
He's done so much more than just sing.
Right. He's
and,
an amazing songwriter.
So I happily went, and introduced him, and at the end of his show, he called me up for an impromptu version of Stand By Me, and we got a standing ovation.
Nice.
And I had done that track in Nashville.
Right.
And I sent it to Billy, and I said, how would you like to duet with me on this? And he called me back. He loved the track. He said,
cool.
Man, it's like Stand By Me the way Count Basie would have done it.
Yeah, that's...
So I told him, go into the studio and just sing the song. I will take the pieces I need.
Right.
And we edited it. Warren Gratis of the Belmonts and I edited it. And we came up with the finished product.
I love the jazz in it. It's different from Stand By Me that we know. You know, it's really great. It's really great. So now, where are you performing? You said you've been doing a lot of Christmas shows. Where have you been playing?
Well, we were just in the Bergen Pack Center in Englewood, New Jersey. And
I didn't know that.
We were in Brooklyn,
wait. Where were you? When were you at Bergen Pack?
Saturday night.
Oh, I can't believe
I
missed that.
With Lou Christie, the Caprice. Was a great show.
Oh, can't believe I missed that. Wow. I've been out of the loop. I haven't gone to any shows in a while. So I'm sorry. And then you said where after Bergen Pack? I apologize.
And last night we were in a place called Sirico's in Brooklyn.
Nice.
And next is in February, we're doing Westbury.
Very nice. Very nice. Wow. It's amazing. Can you believe you're still singing after all these years?
We've got two albums coming out, by the way.
When?
Probably the end of January. One is a jazz album.
Mm.
And one is Larry Chanzanero's Rare or Unreleased Volume 3.
Very nice. You got to come back, Larry, when those are ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I want to get right to the music. So I got to say, this is the one that kicked it off for me with you. We're not only going to play Christmas music, we're going to play a few of your populars and, of course, the Stand By Me with Billy. But growing up in a household with music constantly playing and listening to the CBS, Sunday Night, the doo-wops, Cousin Brucey, and just great stuff. And when I heard this song, this song made me want to sing, and I guess I've been singing ever since after this one. So this is the one that got me. I got to play it because I just love it so much. I got to find it. Here it is. So, folks,
okay.
Enjoy this. Larry, sit back and relax. You sound a little hoarse from last night, so we want to keep you warmed up for tomorrow's show. So let's, here you go. This is the one that turned me on to Larry Chanz. Listen to this, folks. You'll love it.
In the darkest night, a candle glows.
A candle glows.
I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show way.
Every word,
every time I hear a new voice.
I know that at one time or another, I guess we've all lost someone, somebody near and dear to our hearts. But you know, I've got to tell you, there's no cause to fear, because there's someone above, and he watches over them and over each and every one of us.
Now, that's not the original, Larry. Oh, man. Just every time you do that, every time I hear, oh, man, I just, that part gives me chills. But what year did you do that version?
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Oh, what year did you do that version?
Probably 15 or 20 years ago.
Wow. And you know what? This version is just, you really picked it up a notch for sure. But,
well,
oh, man.
I was more seasoned. You know, when the other,
right.
The original, I was just a kid.
Yeah, but, oh, man, you killed it as a kid, because it just still makes my hair stand up on that part.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I want to get right to why we're here. We're here to not only play Christmas music, but to hear this great song, this duet with Billy Vera, Stand By Me, and you guys are really going to enjoy it. So, let's get to that, Larry. You mind if we play that now?
Not at all.
I know you. I didn't know if you want to talk now or. But I just want to let everybody hear this. This is great. This is Stand By Me by Larry Chance and Billy Vera from Billy Vera and the Beaters. So check this one out. You're gonna love this. And this is new. We're gonna talk about where you can get it, and you're gonna love it. Check it out.
When the night has come, oh, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid, just as long. Come on and stand by me. And if the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, all the mountains should crumble to the sea, let me tell you, darling, I won't cry. I won't cry. Why? I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me, pretty little darling, won't you stand by me? I want you to stand by me, oh darling, stand by me. We'll
jazzy, and it just sounds like the two of you are having a great time together. You know, it really does. It really does. So where can everybody get that? Is it on an album, a single?
It's a single, but they can get it anywhere online, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, all those things.
Nice, nice. And, anywhere. Yeah, anywhere online, wherever you could download music, stream music, and
it'll be there.
You like jazz, you like big band sound, and if you love Larry Chance, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Oh my goodness. So what are your Christmas plans, my friend? I know you went to Florida, I believe. Yes.
I'm going to Florida to spend it with my family.
Nice.
My
nice.
Kids are my little grandkitties and
nice.
My big grandkitties.
And you're all ready for Christmas? You all ready for Christmas or what?
I'm ready.
No, I wish. I'm nowhere near ready. But it is. I'm always a last minute. What am I gonna do? So now, did any of the Earls now did they do anything on Stand By Me, or was it just you and Billy?
No, that was me and Billy, but. There's also the Christmas release, the Driving Home for Christmas.
Yep,
I got
that. Which
was done with the Earls and the Belmonts.
Yep, I got that one. We're going to play that too.
And I love that. I think that's a great record, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It
sounded good to me. It sounded good to me. So let's jump right into it. I'm in the music mood. I don't know about you. I definitely want to hear some great music, and I'm glad we're hanging out and playing some great music. This is new Christmas song, Driving Home for Christmas, Larry Chance and the Earls and the Belmonts. What's the chances of that? So here, check this one out. Oh, my goodness.
Christmas, I can't wait to see those
I like it. You know, it's hard to write a Christmas song that people like and doesn't sound like something else, you know? It's so hard to do.
Also, in the background, the soprano voices were supplied by Doreen Arminio and Tina Hanley.
Yeah, I know Doreen. I think I'm friends with her on Facebook.
The Beaumonts and Doreen and Tina.
Very nice. Very nice. I liked it, Larry. I really did.
In your case, you're going to be
flying home for Christmas. You'll be singing flying instead of driving tomorrow. I like it. And is that a single or is that on an album as well?
That's a single.
All right, because you have the White Christmas album out. Is that fairly new, too?
The Christmas album we did a while back.
Mm.
But it's one of my favorite albums. Well, I always like Christmas music.
Me too. It makes you feel good, you know. It's just the whole the reason for the season, and it's just a beautiful time of year. It's like Elvis said, "Why can't every day be like Christmas?" Right?
That's true.
So people
why can't
would be
we all
so
act
much
toward each other like we do at Christmas time.
Right.
That
everybody
would be
should
nice
treat
too.
Exactly. Treat everybody the same you do now as you do at Christmas. It's just a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are having a hard time out there, and you know, you don't have to go crazy. It's about being together. It's you know, it's not about gifts. It's you know, it's not about that. It's just about the love.
Yeah, it's family, friends.
Right, the love of getting together and just being, it's just a beautiful time. And I'm so glad we're doing this tonight because you're getting me in the mood, which is great because I don't know about you, Larry.
I beg your pardon?
No, but since the pandemic, like holidays are just like another day to me. It's been crazy. So this year should be fairly normal compared to what we've been through. So, I mean, we can get together with people now. You know, last year was iffy, but you did it. You know, you were scared to death, but you did it. You know, but this year you could feel comfortable doing it, you know, and feel
that's the difference, yeah.
Right. And you feel like it's Christmas again, so.
I mean, I didn't even think about going to Florida last year.
Right.
You know, but, no one wanted to travel. Everyone was afraid to travel, which
exactly.
is understandable.
Right, exactly. Now, I imagine you do this every year because your family's down there. Do you have a hard time adjusting to Christmas when you go down there, or in the beginning did you? Because for me, growing up in, you know, the East Coast like you did, for me, it's not Christmas unless it's cold. I think I'd have a hard time adjusting to that, being in a warm area.
When I see the family, it's just, that's where my mind is. My mind's on the family and especially my little grandson. He was just 8 years old a couple of weeks ago, and he's precious, that little guy. And my big ones, my granddaughter, she's just, I just think about family when I'm there, honestly.
Right. No, I just always say to myself, how do people celebrate Christmas in these warm climates? It's what they're accustomed to, but for me,
exactly.
I'm accustomed to it being cold, and Christmas always relates to snow, and, you know, so it really feels more like Christmas for, I think, the East Coast folks than down in the South or wherever where it's warm, but not this Christmas, baby. It's cold everywhere. It's cold everywhere, baby. It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's going to be cold down there this week.
Yeah, everywhere. Yep. So that everybody's going to get the feel of Christmas for sure this year with the weather-wise.
I think
so. Absolutely. So let's see what we got. We got Driving Home for Christmas, where can they get that? That's a single as well, you said, right?
Yes, same thing. Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify, et cetera.
Hmm. Now you when you're playing live, are you doing Driving Home for Christmas and Stand By Me? And if you're doing Stand By Me, who's singing Billy's part? Or are you just doing it straight?
We already recorded Stand By Me with the Earls, but it was more of the standard song.
Right.
So when we perform, we do that one. It's hard to do the Billy Vera one because, I mean, there's so many instruments on that thing.
Mm.
Those are all live horns. Those weren't synthesizers.
Wow. Yeah, it's a big band.
And we do, you know, cuts from our album. Last night we did Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Cute.
You know, I just do Christmas stuff.
Me too. Me too. And usually my house, Elvis Christmas is playing. So that's what we usually have going in my house.
That.
Absolutely. No, that's tradition, hon. You can, that's tradition. That's what we listened to growing up. That's what we have playing.
No, I don't blame you. Elvis was my man, too. I mean,
yeah.
Very exciting only, guy, you know.
Yeah, well, with the kids, I'm able to play maybe five or six of them, and then we have to switch over to other stuff, so more popular stuff of other folks, you know, the hits that you hear on the radio Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So, but I do start it off with definitely Blue Christmas and, you know, well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. Yeah. Anyway, but well, why don't we... Yeah, why don't we tune it down here and do a beautiful, beautiful rendition of White Christmas with your beautiful voice. And what a blessing your voice is. It's gorgeous. The fact that you had throat cancer and you never skipped a beat, and it's just amazing. Amazing, Larry.
You
are, and happy belated birthday, by the way. You're an October baby. I know that.
Yes.
And, yep, so you're a new... something year old. That's all we'll say. We won't say how old. So when someone asks me how old I am and it's close to the month, I say I'm a new blah blah blah. You know.
Do what I do.
What?
Joe, I tell them I'm 90 years old. I walk away. They say, "Oh, he looks good."
That's good. I should say I'm 65. Yeah, and then I'll say, "Oh, she looks good. Great idea." Well, when I hit 50, I started over at 10, so I'm actually only 18. So
okay,
I started at 10, so because I'm getting a second half. So this is my second half. You know.
You look great.
No, please. I wish I felt sometimes the way I do. I look, but I don't even look great. So we got to take that away too. So
you
know, they say you got a face for radio. That's me. Anyway, let's go. White Christmas, Larry Chance and the Earls. Dig it, love it. I'm just getting in the mood. And no, not that way, Larry. But anyway, here we go.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the trees stand and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas
I'm listening to Larry Chan's Christmas this year. I am. I have to throw it in. Oh, Larry, I just love it. Love it. Isn't that crazy that there's so many versions of these songs and yet every one of them are so damn good? You know, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, they're great songs.
Yeah, yeah. And now, Driving Home for Christmas, who wrote that?
That was done years ago, and I can't think of the name of the artist.
It's a remake. I thought it was an original for you guys. Oh, wow.
No, it's a remake.
Nice, nice. I had no idea. I liked it.
Yeah, one of the British guys many years ago. Yeah.
Look, I got a stupid question for you. There's so many, and they're all so good.
I'll probably have a stupid answer.
No, you won't. There's so many, and they're all so good. What is your favorite Christmas song that you liked growing up as a kid, and what's your favorite Christmas song to sing as a singer?
Probably I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That's a good one, too. That's a good
one.
Yeah,
I like that one. And the Christmas song, I like that also.
Yeah, that's good, too.
But if I had to pick one, it would be that's the one.
Oh. Very nice. Very nice. And I only picked one more. Well, I have one of your oldies, but I was going to play that later, maybe. I don't know. One of my favorites, too.
Yeah, I'll Be Home for Christmas is, that's number one favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, I heard the other day, oh, God, what song was it? The original version was really, really bad. And like, not bad, like saying, you know, this is my last Christmas with you, I'm dying or something. And they changed the words to what it is today. Oh, have yourself a merry little Christmas. The original lyrics, the original lyrics were, you know, have yourself a merry little, you
merry
know,
little
this
Christmas.
Is this
Happy
is
New
your
Year
last
too.
One. No, it's the words were actually, this is your last one. Or something like that.
Oh,
I just saw it online. It was really weird. So when Judy got it, Judy Garland, she said, no, 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 we can't sing this. This is too depressing. So, you know, oh, my God. Anyway, but I got one more Christmas for you. And it's one of my favorites. Here it is. Oh, God, I can't see. Where's my glasses? Put them on. Put those glasses on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. So this one is Here Comes Santa Claus by Larry Chance and the Earls.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Vixen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is
couple nights, but anyway, we got that one too. Oh, I'm having so much fun. Thank you so much, Larry, for hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate it. And do you have a website or no? Where can folks? I think you have
yes,
a Larry Chance fan club.
You can also pick up all the CDs there.
I was speaking over you. I apologize. Say it again.
LarryChanceandTheEarls.com, and they can pick up the CDs there or T-shirts or whatever. It's a fun site. It's got music.
And not to mention when you perform live, I'm sure you're there signing CDs and giving away, signing on pictures and everything too for the fans.
Always, yes.
Yeah. So where can everybody see you again? You have a show, not tomorrow.
Next will be the Westbury Music Fair, February 11th.
February 11th, Westbury. Yeah.
And we're hoping for a nice packed theater so the shows can continue going on there. It's a
very
great
nice.
Venue.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask, do they still do the PBS specials? Remember they used to do those a lot?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever do another one. I hope to.
Yeah, a young guy was the host and I think ran it. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but I haven't seen one of those.
T.J. Lubinsky.
That's it. Yep. And I haven't seen one of those in such a long time, and they are so great.
Yeah, it's due.
Yeah, definitely. When you do the Westbury, is anybody playing with you guys or it's just you guys?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a whole roster of stars.
Nice. Well, guys, check it out. Go to Larry Chance and the Earls.
February 11th. They can probably find out who's going to be on the bill by going to the Westbury Music Fair
site,
I would imagine, or Lar Enterprises, L-A-R.
And
find out who's going to be there.
And your website, again, is LarryChanceandTheEarls.com or Larry...
And the Earls, A-N-D,
right.
TheEarls.com.
Right. Got it. And can they get tickets there too, Larry, or no?
They can get anything they want there. They can't get tickets there, but they'll be referred to where they can.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I had a wonderful evening. I can't thank you enough for kicking off my Christmas. I can't think of anybody else I'd want to spend it with. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Likewise, Joe.
And you have a safe trip, a very Merry Christmas with your family and the kids. And come on back. Maybe you and Billy could come back. Billy's on the new album, yes, if you're doing jazz?
No, just me.
Oh, I thought he'd be on.
But we may do some things together in the future.
Okay, well, anyway, well.
So we're not discounting that bit. That's a very strong possibility.
That'd be great.
We work together.
Yeah, I was going to say, screw Billy, he doesn't have to come, just you when the new albums come out, you know? But no, I got to get Billy back on the show. He was on, oh my God, when I first started the show, he came on. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, like one of my first guests was.
You know, he's produced Lou Rawls. He's an author.
Yes.
He's been in movies. This guy's done everything.
He's really done everything.
One of my idols.
Yeah, he's done everything. I should reach out to him and see if he wants to come on back. Come on back now, you hear?
I can arrange that.
Oh, tell him to call me. He may have my email because I may have his as well. I mean, it's been years. It's been years.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll come on with you.
Yeah, I think my first show was Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire, and then like the second show was Billy Vera or backwards, one of the two.
Right.
But I know, Billy, I'll
come on with you again. I'm
sure. Yeah, I know those were my first few guests when I first started. So, but anyway, Larry, listen, honey, thank you so much. It was great hanging out with you. And again, a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. And Westbury, where is that? That's in Long Island?
Long Island, yes, Westbury.
Yeah,
actually,
I wish
Queens, I believe.
Oh, really? Okay. I wish I had known that you were at Bergen Pack. I would have definitely arranged that.
Well, next time.
Yeah, well, you live in the area still. You're in upstate New York, I think, right?
Oh, and Billy will be here in May or June.
Well,
in White Plains.
Oh, okay, playing out in White Plains.
He doesn't come to New York that often, so anybody wants to catch him.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
He's a great performer. His show is just terrific.
Right. Well, when's his show? That's coming up soon, too?
I believe it's in June.
All right,
White Plains,
well,
New York.
We got to get him on before June then so that we can let everybody know,
okay.
You know? So,
yes.
All right. Larry, thank you so very much. God bless you. Love your voice. Just love it. And
well, sweetheart, Merry Christmas to you. And a happy and a healthy new year.
You too. Thank you so much, everybody. Larry Chance and the Earl from the Earls. I'm sorry. And Larry, very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much. I love talking to you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Larry Chance. All right. Oh, boy. I enjoyed that. I hope you guys did, too. Yeah, so I Believe was my first song that I ever heard him sing. And then, of course, after that came one of these. The birth of everything you've ever listened to. That's when it all started. And then, of course, you know, the rock with Elvis Beatles, blah, blah, blah. But this is when music was, the kids were having a great time and, you know, oh, man. I sometimes wish I was a teenager in the 50s or 60s. I don't know if I would have survived the 60s if I was a teenager, but anyway, there's a lot of crazy things going on. So, oh man, what a voice. You know, Larry is a sweetheart and he's in his 80s, folks, and he still sounds fantastic. And as I mentioned earlier, if you didn't know, he had a bout of throat cancer. And, you know, when a singer, you have something affect your voice, it's especially a famous singer, changes your life, you know, it's earth shattering. So, but he didn't miss a beat. His voice is still crystal clear and just magical to me, just magical, just clear, smooth and everything. So anyway, I hope you guys all had a great time tonight. I did. I enjoyed it. I needed that, I guess. I needed some music. Oy, oy, oy. I needed some music. I hope, I wanted to mention, I hope you guys enjoyed the show on the 7th. That was the last show we had, was on the 7th with James Gavin, music author, and his book, George Michael, A Life, was one of them. Oh, my God, he's got so many books out. And we had a really lovely conversation, and I actually have to send him a message. And I know we said we were going to get together, but it is too damn cold. I don't like to go out in the cold, so I just don't like it at all. And for those of you who are getting hit with all this snow, please be safe, be careful, and stay warm everywhere across the country. Is below zero in a lot of places. I saw below negative 34 up close to Canada. I don't remember what state it was, but damn. And Texas is supposed to get hit with some stuff, and you know, they can't handle this cold stuff. So I hope everybody's okay. And join me Wednesday. I wanted to say we're not, I was going to, don't think I'm not wishing you a Merry Christmas, because we'll be back on Wednesday, the 21st, with another friend of the show, Rick Sudi Karatas. I've mentioned his name many times because I love saying it, Karatas. He's an author, a songwriter, and he's got some Christmas songs out, and we're going to play him. And I'm going to do my damnedest. I'm going to try to maybe Friday night play some Christmas music of guests that we've had on in the past. The problem is it's in my old laptop and I can't even turn a damn thing on. So if I could turn it on, I could transfer everything over and we would have a wonderful evening of great Christmas music. So yeah, so the 21st, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, author and singer-songwriter Rick Sudi Karatas. So that's going to be a lot of fun. He's a nice guy, too, and we have a great time together. So, and then that's it, folks. We are going to do hang low until I get a new calendar for January. No, I'm only kidding. I have it. I just didn't. I've got a lot of people I need to book, but I just haven't had an opportunity to do it with Christmas. So, like I said, I'm taking care of me this year. How's that? How's that? I think last year on Christmas Eve I was playing music, and the year before that on Christmas Day, and I'm not this year. I'm not. I don't think I am. I say one thing, and I have the calendar right here. So we probably won't be back until January 8th. If I don't do a show on Friday, I have the calendar. Sorry for the rustling of the paper. If I don't do a show on the 30th, the last show for this year will be the 23rd. The last show will be on the 21st. And but if you can't join me, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy. Whatever you celebrate, happy, happy. And I don't know if I'm happy because of the music or because America got a little bit of a early Christmas present today by referring Donald Trump for crimes. Thank God, it's about time. And now it's up to the big guy, Jack Smith, to make it happen. So it's no longer in Merrick Garland's hands, it's in Jack Smith. So let's hope Jack gives us all a Christmas present. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? Oh, that would make my Christmas for show, for show, for show, for show. Any criminal should go to jail. But that's just me. But we have a lot of great guests coming up in January and obviously the rest of the year for you guys. And I thank you so much for hanging out with me, and can't thank you enough. We've been going on, 3-4 years now, and I enjoy it so much, and hanging out with these wonderful people like Larry. What a great guy. What a great guy. You know, he sent me CDs. Are they Christmas? Oh, shoot. I don't know where they are. I don't have anything to play them on now, but whatever. I got to play it. But you know what? I could always do it on Alexa or something, so, and play his stuff. But, yeah, we got to throw a little Larry Chance and the Earls in our Christmas playlist this year. So like I said, I'm allowed to play a couple of Elvis tunes, and then the kids want the more current stuff that is on the radio. And since I really don't listen to the radio, the only time I would listen to the radio is in the car, and I don't go anywhere, obviously, and that's the only time I really get to listen to music. So I haven't heard any Christmas music until tonight, and I needed it. It got me in a Christmassy mood. Not that decorating didn't, but, and a little bit of shopping here and there. But I am definitely getting there. So thank you again, Larry Chance from Larry Chance and the Earls. Go to LarryChanceandTheEarls.com. He's got his White Christmas album out. And don't forget the new one that he just released, Driving Home for Christmas. And you can get the new one, Stand By Me, Larry Chance and Billy Vera from Billy Vera and the Beaters. And That'd be cool to have Billy back on. Yeah, it's been a long time. He probably doesn't remember me, but I enjoyed speaking with him that night. So, and anyway, most people know him for At This Moment. And Billy's been around since the 50s playing and writing for other folks and singing himself. And just great. I mean, very talented. And, you know, good music doesn't die. And Larry Chance, you are a legend in my eyes. So I don't know if I should close with I Believe, because I love I Believe. I got to hear it one more time maybe before I go. So it's not Christmassy, but it could fall in line with Christmas. But or should we end on an upbeat song? What do you guys? I like I Believe. I do. I like I Believe. No, it's okay. We'll do something upbeat. All right, let's do, I don't know. I want something Christmassy. I like that. Let's do Driving Home for Christmas. Why not? Driving Home for Christmas, Larry Chance. The Larry Chance and the Earls. This is their new Christmas tune. Check it out. Get it everywhere online. Join us on Wednesday, December 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome back author and singer-songwriter Rick Sudikaratas. Take care, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Take care. Bye.
Gotta get home, I gotta get home, I gotta get home.